Unit 2. Question number 1. What is the function of fuel supply system? Answer. The main function is to provide fuel to the carburetor or to the injection system at sufficient pressure and flow rate to meet the demands of the engine at all conditions of speed and load. Question number 2. What are the usual methods of fuel injection? Answer. A. Air injection. B. Mechanical injection. C. Solid fuel injection. Question number 3. Define common rail injection system. Answer. A common rail which is maintaining high fuel pressure is connected to individual fuel injectors of a multi-cylinder engine. Question number 4. What is known as throttle body injection system? Answer. It is a monopoint injection system. The throttle body is similar to carburetor throttle body, with the throttle valve controlling the amount of air entering the intake manifold. Question number 5. What are the functions of turbochargers? Answer. A. To produce more power from the same size engine. B. To provide the altitude compensation. C. To improve more complete combustion and hence less emission. Question number 6. What is supercharging? Answer. The process of increasing the density of inducted charge air is known as supercharging. It is performed for the following reason. A. To produce more power from the same size engine. B. To provide the altitude compensation. C. To improve more complete combustion and hence less emissions. Question number 7. What is monopoint fuel injection system? Answer. In a single point injection system, the petrol injection is through a single injector. The injector nozzle supplies the fuel spray by distributing to the individual cylinders of a multi-cylinder engines. Air is induced separately into the cylinders. Question number 8. What are the components of multi-point fuel injection system? Answer. A. Electronic control system. B. Fuel system. C. Air induction system. Question number 9. What is an electronic ignition system? Answer. The ignition system in which mechanical contact points are replaced by electronic triggering and switching devices is known as electronic ignition system. Question number 10. State the advantages of electronic ignition system using contact breaker. Answer. A. Cold starting is easier. B. High fuel economy. C. Less engine emission. D. Quick response to varying engine operating conditions. Question number 11. What are the main pollutants from diesel engine? Answer. A. Hydrocarbon. B. NOx. C. Smoke. D. Carbon monoxide. E. SO2. F. Odor. Question number 12. Why the engine emissions to be controlled? Answer. Some of the engine emissions are carcinogenic. Moreover, the engine emissions lead to greenhouse effect. For these reasons, the engine emission need to be controlled. Question number 13. Mention the methods controlling smoke from diesel engine. Answer. A. Catalytic converter. B. Fumigation. C. Smoke suppression additives. Question number 14. What is the function of the catalytic converter? Answer. In a catalytic converter, the catalyst is coated onto a ceramic honeycomb or ceramic beads that are housed in a muffler-like package attached to the exhaust pipe. The catalyst helps to convert carbon monoxide into carbon dioxide. Question number 15. What is a catalytic converter? Answer. It is a device incorporated in the exhaust system of a motor vehicle containing a catalyst for converting pollutant gases into less harmful ones. Question number 16. What are the basic requirements of a catalytic converter? Answer. A. Good chemical stability. B. High surface area for better reaction. C. Low volume heat capacity. Question number 17. How engine emissions are classified? Answer. A. Exhaust emission. B. Evaporative emission. C. Crankcase emission. Question number 18. What happens in a catalytic converter? Answer. Catalytic converters use a platinum and rhodium catalyst with a high surface area. This increases the rate of reaction of carbon monoxide and unburnt fuel from exhaust gases with oxygen from the air. The product from this is carbon dioxide and water, which is less harmful to the environment. Question number 19. What is known as Euro norms? Answer.
Euro norms refers to the permissible emission levels for both petrol and diesel vehicle, which have been implemented in Europe. However, the government in India has adopted the Euro norms for available fuel quality and the method of testing.